Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, it's your calls, it's your stories at 855-853-4802.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. Quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. And yeah, we'd love to hear your real ghost stories. If you'd like to get an ad-free version of the show, you can do so through Apple Podcasts. Go there and check it out. And try it for 3 days free. Get advanced episodes of the show as well on your own exclusive channel. Do check that out. Tony and Todd with you on today's edition of the program. What's going on?
Last week when we were getting ready to record,
yeah,
like literally 15 minutes beforehand, it was windy. It was actually still snowing here.
Yeah.
And my power went out in my house, and it turns out a tree had rubbed enough of a opening on the line that only parts of my house were getting electricity. And my studio was not one of those areas.
Oh my gosh. Like, it wasn't feeding the house enough electricity.
Yeah. So basically in your breaker box, and I didn't know this, but as it goes down the little list of, you know, from this breaker to that breaker, et cetera, as you get down toward the bottom, which is where my studio is, there was no power getting down there. And the real crazy thing is, as it was going, it was like fluttering a lot, almost like something from a crazy movie.
Yeah.
And all I could think of was, well, there goes my hard drive.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, couldn't that be like a fire hazard, or could it destroy equipment too, like power surges and such?
Yeah. And then I felt bad because the guy had to come out from the electric company and actually go up in the crane and all that kind of stuff. And it was just nasty out, you know?
Yeah.
And it was one of my trees that that actually did it. So I feel bad.
Well, you know, the trees, they grow. But yeah, that's interesting. That's creepy to kind of have that. I had, and I'll share it either on this edition or another one. Weird coincidental experiences this week.
I got to hear this.
And I know you find that interesting. So I'll do that either on this one or one of the other ones here that we're about to put together. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to our first caller. Hi.
Hey, this is Jack from Essex in England. Found your podcast like 2 days ago. I was trying to get in the mood for the spooky season. So back in like 2014, I spent about a year living in Abilene, Texas with my my ex-girlfriend in her childhood home. You know, I don't think it was an old house, maybe like early 1900s construction at most. Far from what you'd expect to be a sort of hotspot for paranormal activity. But one night there was this strange couple of weeks where things got kind of weird, you know. So like I awoke one night and, you know, what I'm still convinced is that it was a form of sleep paralysis. But I saw this this dark mass like floating above me in bed. You know, it's one of those things where it didn't feel like it was just a form of shape. It felt like I could see a face, and it seemed to have this this long hair just sort of draping over me, but the rest just felt like this void. You know, I used to get sleep paralysis quite often, you know, but it wasn't quite like any of the paralysis that I normally experienced. Like in most cases, you know, you can't move, you can't speak, you hallucinate. You know, I'm sure lots of people know how that is. But this time, I could move, you know, I could speak. I was frightened, but not the sort of, like, complete panic that you normally feel in sleep paralysis. It was just this, I'm not sure how to describe it, just this low-level fear. Like, you know, what I was looking at was wrong, it shouldn't exist. I spent the first few seconds doing my normal, you know, you're sleep paralyzed, go back to sleep, close your eyes routine, which worked like 9 times out of 10 when I was sleep paralyzed. But it literally felt like something was preventing me, you know, and I distinctly remember verbalizing an expletive that I won't repeat for the sake of your show. But I managed to like grab my partner and try and wake her up. And this whole time, I couldn't move my eyes from what I thought was this entity, you know. Eventually, then disappointingly, I managed to break eye contact and just shoot up in bed. Like, I was completely drenched in sweat. And like, I'd been having a nightmare for hours, you know. So, you know, that could be put down to sleep paralysis or, you know, a nightmare. But the next day, I revealed what had happened in my dream, quote unquote, to my partner, and she freaked out in a way like I'd never seen before. You know, she had a full blown panic attack, and eventually she calmed down enough to tell me that this was something she had seen many times, like growing up in that house, that it like constantly taunted her, and she believed it only appeared when she was like happy to disrupt her life. She had a name for it that she claimed like it whispered to her a bunch of times, like got me gotcha. Like she claimed it, like she would like whisper that name to her when she was alone, and like she went to a therapist to deal with how badly that entity, quote unquote, messed with her head, you know. Now, I'll be, like, completely frank with you, like, I with the deepest respect, because I have similar issues myself, but my ex was bipolar, you know, it's not I didn't believe her, but she was prone to exaggerating, and the name itself was enough to make me, like, kind of question things. You know, she called over, like, a very heavily Catholic friend who claimed to have experience in performing purifying rituals, and, you know, he proceeded to smudge and bless the house, you know, and after that, nothing really happened for a while. But one day this Catholic friend and his partner moved in with us, which is when like stuff started to happen again, you know. Like I'm far from a hardcore skeptic, you know. I love to theorize about the paranormal. I can suspend my disbelief, you know, to an extent when it comes to a lot of like ghost entertainment shows. You know, I've had paranormal experiences before, but nothing this blatant. So one day I was like home alone, you know, our two housemates, my then partner, were either out or at work. And I started to hear things. Like there was this locked room in the house, which we didn't have the key to. It's the bedroom of my partner's parents. And naturally they didn't want us like snooping in there, you know? I think one day in particular, I started hearing scratching coming from the room, like very, very distinct scratching from the other side of the locked door. You know, it could be anything, right? It could be a rat got in. But like, when I went to investigate, you know, I put my ear closer to the door, I slid my phone under just to try and like get an image of like the potential rat or whatever. And like it, the scratching just kind of changed to this like, just like rapping, just like someone rapping their knuckles against the door. And I guess the same thing would happen. It would only ever last for a few seconds, but I would hear like the same scratching in different places around the house, like on walls that were connected to the locked room. I didn't tell my partner about that. I would only freak her out again. But eventually, like, something just way less explainable happened. You know, another day when I was on my own again, I heard my partner call out to me by name. You know, I assumed she had come home early and I went to greet her, but she wasn't home. And she had this really cute corgi at the time. And when I returned to the main hall, I saw him sitting right in front of the locked door, just staring daggers. You know, he wasn't angry, wasn't growling, but he didn't respond to his name being called. And I was going to put it all down to just me not having enough sleep, you know. But a few minutes later, like after I'd settled back down, like I heard the same thing again. This time it was like, you know, obviously coming from the locked room. Like the night after, I again awoke in this weird semi-sleep paralysis state to look, see what, you know, looked like the same black mass I'd seen a few weeks ago, except it seemed to be just like halfway through the wall that connected our bedroom to the locked room. And you know, I just tried to get back to sleep and ignore it at the time. And it took like 3 or 4 times of my name being called over the span of a few weeks before I decided to share it with the rest of the house. And it turns out everyone had had like a similar story. Like they'd be completely alone. They'd hear us calling their name. My partner, you know, she said like that this entity had like taken my name, taken my voice as well, sorry. And they did this a lot when she was a child and always coming from her parents' room. You know, and I wish there was some sort of epic conclusion, like something, you know, super scary happened, but really that's about it, you know. But like, yeah, I don't know, man. Like the thing that it freaks me out that like if this entity is real, that it has the ability to copy people's voices so distinctly. You know, I don't think it was particularly like a malicious entity. I never felt like threatened. Like it seems like it seemed more mischievous to me. But you know, I still wonder if it was real or whether or not it was attached to the house or if it really was attached to my ex-partner. And the strange thing is that like multiple times I used to sit in the closet of the parents' room to record a podcast I was doing at the time, the closet being the room that was directly adjacent to our bedroom. And more than once per recording, I would look back and I would find spikes of just, you know, electronic interference on my recording. Like an interference that wouldn't happen if I used my microphone anywhere else in the house. And that could just be, you know, glitches. But yeah, you know, that's about everything that happened. Like it didn't get too bad. You know, thanks for your time. You know, thank you for all your hard work on the podcast and all that. You know, I can't imagine how hard it must be to get so many of these out a week. I could barely manage one a week, you know. Okay. Stay safe. Stay well.
Thank you for your insight on that experience that you had. Thoughts on that?
That's a good one. And the fact that he goes, well, there really wasn't an epic ending to this. It's like the whole thing was epic, for crying out loud.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where it just keeps going and you don't know. Was it the person? Is it the location? What was your take on that?
Well, you know, I did wonder if the bipolar was feeding something there, creating some sort of energy, or at least feeding it, or, you know, was it the opposite? Was it the situation where maybe they had some slight condition and it fed her situation? I'm not really sure, but I mean, when you've got something calling out your name, you've got something pretending to be someone else, you've got it floating over you, you're hearing scratching. To me, that's pretty epic. Something is going on in that house.
Without a doubt, there was something going on in that house. Thank you for sharing that. We do love hearing your ghost stories. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share with us. If you like the show, you want an ad-free experience, check it out through Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free. If you're not on Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of the extras there as well. We do greatly appreciate that support. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
The National Education Association, NEA's, Read Across America is the nation's largest celebration of reading, helping students of all ages connect with diverse, inclusive books that make them feel seen and expand their worlds. America's educators are committed to inspiring a nation of readers, sharing the joy of reading by creating classrooms and communities where every student can access books that make them feel reflected and respected. But right now, access to diverse, age-appropriate books is under attack like never before. The past 4 years have brought an unprecedented number of book bans, 6,870 in the 2024-25 school year alone. NEA's Read Across America celebrates the joy of reading through curated book lists, recommended authors, and ready-to-use resources that help every parent and child find the stories they connect with. Join NEA's Read Across America and celebrate the magic of books. Learn more at readacrossamerica.org.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.